do need the visual fields done. It even says right here, visual fields.
You are?
So, say again?
You're a doctor?
No, I'm one of the certified technicians here.
Okay, well, here's the issue, is that the machines, apparently, at DMV have been rigged. So, you get little small ones, okay. And I've filed an affidavit on this. This has happened twice, once before at MVD and once there. And so as a result, okay, I have filed a complaint. And are these machines connected to DMV?
No, they're not. We're completely separate from the DMV and MVD.
Well, on the other hand, I went to the manager here at DMV over here in Montgomery. And he said they were all the same machines.
It's the same machine, but they're not connected to each other.
So, in other words, no, I don't want to have the machine. I want to have some other test that will...
There's no other test that administers the same test.
Okay, then I think we... If you please give me the form back.
Okay. Sorry about that, sir. And just so you know, anywhere you go is going to have the same exact machine. I've worked at 5 different places and in California and here in New Mexico. So it's going to be the same machine that they're going to need to get done everywhere you go. So, I mean, if you think that it's, if you somehow think that it's rigged, I'm sorry to say that they're not rigged. But if
they were rigged.
Okay. So... I don't know what to say about that because I don't work at the MVD, so... But if you don't want to do the visual fields, then that's... We just...
Let's do it without a machine.
It requires the machine.
No. Let's do it without a machine. That's what I'm asking. Well, okay. I think we're... as I say, the issue is a rigged machine, and it has been for... Sometime the original person that did it at MVD got caught and said, look at the machine. I can't say, oh, we're going to move to another machine. Oh, yeah, I can read fine. Okay. And so this is the issue.
Okay.
What's your name?
You think somehow our machines are rigged because of the MVD?
I don't trust them. What's your name?
Dominic.
Dominic?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Dr. Irwin?
I'm going to wait for a minute. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So he's saying that the visual field, all visual field machines are...
Yeah, we talked about this last time. Let's see what's going on. Come on back.
Okay.
The MVD still won't give you a license, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it renewed.
Come on in. Have a seat in the big chair.
No, just a minute now. Here, I don't want... I came in here for an eye test.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Right.
And you gave me the eye test, and you... I have macular degeneration in my right eye.
Right.
You said that, you can still see, if you have one good eye, you can see.
Right.
You looked at my left, and you kept saying good, 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 mm-hmm. all the way through.
Right.
Okay, now my thing is, hope is, that if, because of that, I could have this thing filled out and signed.
All right.
This is what I'm asking.
Did you get the glasses I prescribed?
Yeah, oh yeah. By the way, that was not your fault on the 3.0. What happened, I made a copy of your prescription, said 2.4, and it was Rick, or Keith. They got the 3.0 lenses. Oh. Well, the 3.0 lenses, you couldn't see, you know, only like 8 inches away from the screen.
Right.
And these are 1.0. 1.0 here, and I ordered some 1.0. I tested myself at CVS and tried on the various glasses, and the 2.5s were a little strong. I dropped down to 2.0, they were fine. Okay. So I ordered some of the 2.0 from Amazon.
Okay.
Just like this, because it's kind of nice with these things if you're, you know, looking.
Right.
I think you can look over the top and see around.
Sure, but those are reading glasses.
Yes, okay.
Did you get driving glasses?
The driving glasses were great.
Where are they?
In the car.
Oh, okay. And those are the driving
glasses. Yeah, there are no issues there. And the reason I got the driving glasses, my wife got some here. And she said, well, try mine out. I did. Hey, look at, you know, it does increase your distance vision, and it makes things a little bit clearer.
Yeah, that's what you
Okay, and so that's why I came in to get it.
Right.
All right, but then we had problems with the reading glasses. I mean, I tried the driving glasses out after I picked them up from here on a Friday. And then I said, well, I'll go into Sprouts and try the reading glass. I put them in there and I couldn't even get close. I had to get inches away from the displays to read them.
Right.
Okay? And you know, that is the, as I say, I just feel like, incidentally, I did file an affidavit, okay, about this thing with the rigged glasses, because this has happened before,
okay.
And once it happened at MVD, and over on Montgomery, and what some lady said, look at, I can't see that, and everything, and finally, you know, and I kept complaining. She said, let's go to a different machine. Okay, and the different, I can read just perfectly. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But you, again, tested my left eye.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I think it's just,
without glasses on, can you see that top line in that chart?
Barely.
Can you call them out for me?
No, let me, since this is getting down to the... I think it's PZ something.
And no medications, right?
No medication, sir. Oh, yeah, certainly the macular degeneration and the cataracts you mentioned. And I think I might have to or should do something about the cataract situation at some point.
Right, yeah. So I think we talked about it, hopefully I told you last time. So you got to wear your glasses to drive. You can only drive during the day.
Yes, I certainly agree.
And
the glasses make it... Oh, let me tell you the mistake I made. When I ordered the 2.0 from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
I didn't get the blue lens of the blue filter.
Uh-huh.
And by golly, that makes a difference. And so I had to dump those and go back to my 1.0 because... Man, it does make a whopping difference.
Yeah, it sure does. Okay, so no more coming to Eyeglass World here for your eye exams, all right?
Okay.
We can't help you anymore.
Okay, no, I agree.
We've gone about as far as we can with glasses.
Sure.
So we have to take care of the cataracts
yes.
next. And then maybe you can, if you're still driving or you still want to drive, you can take this form to your ophthalmologist. And then
yes, no, yeah, pass. Yeah. Well, thank you, sir.
No problem.
No, I'm sorry about the thing. I thought you did the 3.0. You did not do the 3.0. You did the 2.5. And it was, you know, I had that small thing, and I kind of misplaced it. And Keith said, "Hey, do you have that?" You know, and, "Oh yeah, I found it." Hey, just a minute here.
Well, that's really, I'd left the top part for you to fill out. You know, your social and your driver's license number and all that.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And I'm sorry for the misunderstanding.
It's okay.
It was this guy that did the 3.0.
It's okay. They'll get you good stuff next time.
By the way, yeah, I ordered some other of the 2.0. And by the way, the 1.75s work well. It gives you about 4 inches further distance away from the screen. But on the 3.0,
you're... Oh, yeah, no, those are too strong for
us. That's radiation. But thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure to meet you and have your thing. And I'm glad we got it all settled. And
yes, sir. You take care out there.
Well, I will.
And we'll,
yeah. No, as I say, this has been going on for like, since 1982 for sure. Okay, with this business, and there's an admiral by the name of Admiral William H. Payne, and this guy got on TV and said, "I was posting porn on his site." Not me, okay?
Wow.
And everything like this. And so what happens, I asked the guy to apologize. He went to. And so this morning, before coming in, I filed the complaint with the Navy.
Oh, good.
And just saying, hey, look at, investigate. But thank you for, it's been a mess. And
you're welcome.
You,
let me walk you out.
Thank you, sir.
Good. All right, you take that down.